Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. And today I'm absolutely delighted to be able to have a conversation with Debbie A. Anderson, who is born in England and is a natural healer who has worked her entire life in the spiritual realms and bringing forth modalities that are helping our planet and helping individuals understand who they are. So she's talking to us today from Mexico, although she lives in Ontario, Canada. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Debbie, I want to first of all thank you again for sending me your wonderful cards, Vibrational Energy Oracle Cards Guidebook. And so, please, let's just start right off and tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into this work.
Well, the work, I suppose, is not how I got into it. It's how spirit, seconded you to it.
That's right. That's right.
I know we have choices, but I think when they want you to do something, they just get on board and then they make it quite openly aware. This is what you're going to be doing.
That's
so
right.
Mine started when I was quite young, although at that time in the early 1960s, there was an internet and all this beautiful, wonderful array of shows and things like that, telling people about the kind of work that we both do.
Yes.
So I grew up in a very closed environment. You know, 4 years of age, my parents were going through a divorce. So my twin brothers and I were with my mom, went to live with my grandparents. And in those days, you know, that concept of children are seen and not heard really applied. So much of my time was spent on my own trying to be quiet rather than making a noise. And spirit started to come through to me at nighttime, I suppose, like they do nowadays. It's the only time when they can get us on our own and we're not caught up with other things.
That's right.
And of course, they came through as little ethereal beings and sat on the end of my grandmother's bed. And sadly, at that time, I wish I'd known what I know now. It frightened me. So, of course, I screamed and cried, and Mum came up and said, oh, you're just having a bad nightmare. Go back to sleep. So they had to find a different way, and that's when they started to communicate with me just when I would be wandering around the house, you know, like little girls have tea parties and, you know, dress up their dolls and things like that. And, of course, I would have the imaginary friends who I thought were just part of me. So I didn't realize it was spirit. I just thought they were just people that were put there so that I could play quietly.
Yes.
And of course, this sort of throughout my life as I was growing up, there were all these different things that happened. And I suppose the pivotal point for me where I was a little bit scared was when I was in my teenage years and I was on a bus coming back from school. And I looked out of the top of the double decker and down there on the street walking along with this beautiful, glowing, ethereal, but real looking person that, you know, going to church every Sunday. I'm going, it's Jesus. Jesus is here where I live. Oh my gosh. You know, again, assuming it was a natural phenomenon. And of course, I jumped up and shouted on the bus, you know, hey, look, there's Jesus. So, and of course, these days on public transport, if somebody does that, everybody quickly moves away.
Yes.
Rather than being there part of it. And of course, that obviously got back to my mother. And the next step for me was I was in a psychiatrist's office and, you know, being asked, you know, so you think you saw Jesus and all these kind of things. And in those days, in the, as I say, in the late 60s and into the that time, you know, in England especially, if you were hearing voices in your head, it was not classed as spirit. It was classed that you were psychotic or you were schizophrenic. And of course, you know, you would get locked up and that would be the end of it. No more, you know, having these conversations with spirits. So I quickly told my mom, oh, I made it all up. So, of course, I got into a lot of trouble, as children do. And I was noted as a teenager wanting attention. So my journey with spirit was a little sort of rocky, I suppose, in the way that today we have all this wonderful information. So it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I really connected with others of like mind and realized there was more than me out there. You know, there's somebody out there. And yes, there was. There were lots more other people. And the real recollection or the real connection was when I went to the Arthur Findlay College of Metaphysics in Stansted in Essex. And it was there. I'm like, okay, I'm home. This is it, guys. And of course, you know, like all of us, we have our day job until the point where spirits say, okay, you're going to move over and do this full time. And that came around about 2012 when I created the Vibrational Energy Oracle deck. And I can say that was sort of a bit of a transition as well, because I was in negotiation with spirits saying, you know, there are others out there that can do this. You know, there's all these wonderful people that have created oracle decks and things like that. Why are you picking on me? So, again, you know, spirit go, okay, here we go. She's negotiating. Let her say her piece, and then we'll tell her what we're doing.
Well, the beautiful thing, Debbie, is that we get to negotiate because as human beings, we have choice. So that gives us the opportunity to really, you know, make a choice that, yes, I want to go forward, or no, I don't.
Yeah.
So, and I want to tell you that I really appreciate having these cards when you were gracious enough to send them to me. And I've played around with them a little bit. And by gosh, they're every time they're like, oh, this is exactly what I needed. And as I said to you, just as I was waiting to speak to you, I drew out three cards and exactly spot on. So I appreciate that.
So thank you.
Just before we began to get onto the radio, you were mentioning the changes and that are happening in January. So I just recently had an event with one of the Indigenous grandmothers that I brought to Michigan, and a wonderful musician, grandmother Sasan Paris Delane. And we're in such an important time. I entitled that 2020 Hindsight, Insight, and Foresight.
Yeah.
So tell me give me some information, or tell us, listening audience, what you see happening for 2020?
Well, it's not what I see happening. I'm very blessed that spirit give me insight, like they do all of us. And sometimes they're there for me, and sometimes they're there to share. And on my YouTube channel, I placed a 2020 predictions, which spirit wanted us to remember that this is, we're stepping into the I am vibration in such a big way.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the opening statement on that video, if you get to watch it, is I am the beginning. I am at the beginning. I am at the end. I am the journey that is universal. And I am full of gratitude and blessings. I am life. And that truly says it, because when we step into that I am vibration, it's not about something outside of us. It's who we are and what's within us. And I always say, you know, whether you, whatever your belief system, the God, the universal love, whatever it is within us all. And we have that choice, like we were talking about, free will. And, you know, we were having some slight technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. And yeah, January especially is going to be very explosive for everyone. And it's nothing to do with what's in retrograde or whatever, but this is part of our awakening.
Yes,
it's
it
a wave, the flow, the vibrational balance of both what's outside of us, inside of us, the night, the day, the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, and bringing those into balance. And if we're knocking heads all the time, you know, creating that sort of, you know, I can't do this, or this is wrong, or whatever, we are the duality of both. Mm-hmm. And when we accept that and don't fight it, it's almost like, okay. And, you know, I always have this little, you know, people say, well, you know, I have those voices in my head that sort of say, no, you're not good enough, or I can't do that. And I said, so stop fighting them. Acknowledge them. When you just acknowledge them and say, thank you for sharing, it stops the fight. And then you can step into that other duality and get on with it, instead of standing there and fighting. We've all done it. I've done it. Hey, guilty as guilty as charged kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So when we step out of the judgment, okay, so it's a bit like, you know, I can remember my mum sort of saying things like, you know, when we were kids, don't forget to take an umbrella when you go, and like, oh, I don't need an umbrella, mum. Why do I need an umbrella? Stop telling me I need an umbrella. I'm going out, the sun is shining. So you end up in the argument, whereas if I'd have said, thanks for sharing, mum, and taking the umbrella, that fight, that 10 minutes of my life, if you like, would have been over and finished and on to the next part. So we don't have to get immersed in that emotion, that judgment. Just accept it. Okay, thank you for sharing. Just like we would with somebody that says, hey, you know, what do you think of my haircut? Well, it's different. Instead of getting into the, oh my God, she doesn't like it. Oh, what have I done? I'm going to have to live with this now till it grows out. Just say, thank you for sharing. So it doesn't appeal to them.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't appeal to you. And so that's a big thing of this year. And especially January, if we're pushing and butting heads all the time, we're just going to really get into that. Oh my gosh, I thought 2020 was supposed to be the year. It is.
It
but
is, exactly.
Comes with ease and grace. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, and people out there listening in. You know, we have to have those two sides. So bring them into balance. That's what this year is about, bringing everything into balance.
Well, what you're saying, Debbie, I think is so insightful, because what is so important is we have been in such a litigious society, and we've been in a society that has been so enamored with media and all of those kinds of things. And mm-hmm. if we just listen and say, well, thank you for that information.
Exactly.
Thank you for that information. Now I know. Now I can make a different mm-hmm. choice. Now I can make
Absolutely.
A better choice.
Absolutely. And I love the fact, you know, people say to me, oh, so-and-so's happened. And I go, oh, I didn't know that. They said, well, don't you watch or listen to the, you know, news or whatever? And I, no, I don't. And they're like, well, you're missing out on everything. And I go, no, I'm not. Because if something really big or bad or glorious happens, then somebody's going to tell me about it. Mm-hmm. And then I know, but I don't have to feed myself that kind of stuff every day. I know it's there and I can tap into it if I so choose. But I don't have to have it being absorbed. You know, I always say to people, you either are an absorber or an observer. I want to be an observer. When I need to absorb certain things, I want it to be something that's actually going to benefit me.
That's right. And then benefit by extension those are around, that are around you. So it's
Absolutely,
interesting, just before
yes.
we began, I was speaking with Remy and just saying, you know, that I had to deal with something that were other people's actions this weekend. And
right.
it was like, it very easily could have made me very frustrated and angry. But instead,
yes.
I just thought, please help these people.
Mm-hmm.
Please help these people so that they can have a better life, so they can make a different choice, so that
right.
they can go on and not affect people in an adverse way, but begin to understand their own power and they don't have to repeat patterns. So
yes.
it was very interesting. And I appreciate that acknowledgement from Spirit always.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I love about the analogy that you've just given, that is what the concept of the I am is about. We are here for ourselves. We wrote a contract. We made a decision to come here and do certain things and achieve things. And we may not know all of the ins and outs of that yet, but we're drawn, we're driven, we're guided in the direction that we need to go. And sometimes people come into our lives that can need us to fix things, and we're not here to fix things for them. We're here to give them tools so that they can identify it when they're ready and work on it for themselves.
That's right. And as a healer and an intuitive myself, you know, I have so many, and I'm sure you have, I shouldn't speak for you, but I would imagine that you have similar experiences, that people are
yes.
coming to me often that say, gee, I'm seeing this, or gee, I'm hearing this or feeling this. And I say to them, congratulations. This
yeah.
is you're becoming more of your intuitive self. We are
yes.
we have been shut down so systematically by religion, by
yes.
cultures, by you know, our ethnical beliefs and our separation. But we are one species called the human species.
Yes. So, and we're energy before we're human. So
absolutely.
We all cohabited together mm-hmm. in a different format.
That's right.
So we're just trying to put it into action here. And, you know, this year is also about walking your talk. And there are going to be, you know, our whole world, from the level of me up to the highest echelons of whatever, people now are going to be questioning, as you said, you know, either I'm, thank you for sharing this, and either I'm going to take it or I'm not going to take it. And that's going to start shifting, I would say, by about the middle of the year, when we become at peace in gratitude. We step into that knowing that we can transform without being a transformer.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank you for sharing that, because what is so important is, I think, as we listen to all of the, especially in the United States, all the rancor about, you know, people that claim to be leaders that really don't know that to be a chief of anything means that you have a pledge of integrity.
Absolutely. And integrity is the key.
Yes.
Integrity is the key. And stepping into that, and no more of the BS. Mm-hmm. I think as individuals, whether we're spiritually attuned or not, we're starting to question. That's like somebody saying, let me take your hand and place it in that hot fire, but you won't get burned. And as you're getting closer, it's feeling quite hot. And there's something in you that pulls away really quickly and says, you know what? I don't think I want to do this.
Yes.
And that's when we come into our own awakening, whatever that is in our life, whether it's to do with our community, our world, our friends, our family, all of that packaged together is like ripples, waves that are going to go out. And then we start to change it. What we seem to have forgotten is children are so connected to spirit. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It truly is. And if we can get back to that, and I say getting back to it because some people have always been attuned to it, but for many, it's like we stepped in, we stepped out, you know, emotions, fear, and all of those kind of things clog the way, if you like. And we really need like the dino rod or Roto-Rooter or whatever the thing is to clear those pipes out and just hear and feel that resonance of what's coming through, that we're getting those messages and signs and signals and sharing every single moment of our day, just as children chatter away with their imaginary friends or say these profound things. They're connected. They're not caught up in all the BS.
Well, that's
right. And I love it watching, you know, when my grandchildren were a lot younger, I would get to take them to play school and all of those kind of things. And, you know, it was lovely watching children. They don't have, oh, you're rich, you're poor, you're black, you're green, you're this, you're that, whatever your religion. They just sit down, they take a toy over to somebody, or they'll sit there and play. And there's none of this hierarchy. You know, kids are kids. Yeah, they'll snatch a toy away and run away, but they haven't in their mind said, I'm taking this toy because you are black, because you're Muslim, or because you're, you know, pagan, or you're rich or whatever. They just take it because they want to play with that toy. So
that's
there's
right.
None of this caught up in the confusion of the emotions that we get into. And I love when a two-year-old just in their rawness just throws a hissy fit. It's like it comes out of them, and then afterwards you can just watch the whole energies. It just transforms back. And if we could actually do that, have our hissy fit and get all that crapola out from inside of us, and then just go back on with our journey, we wouldn't keep carrying the baggage.
That's right. And again, I just want to let the listening audience know, again, my guest is Debbie A. Anderson, and you can go to her beautiful website, which is www.vibrational-energy.com, and there's a whole array of information on there, so please take a look at that. But what you're speaking about, Debbie, is so important, because what we forget is we are spirit inhabiting a body.
Yes.
And in the beautiful indigenous way, they say we die from spirit to be born into life, and then we are, when we die from life, to be born back into spirit. But it is a continuum, and
yes,
we are, when we understand, and we have forgotten, because as you had mentioned, your own personal experience as a child being hushed, being said, mm-hmm, oh, that's not so. And what we have forgotten is we have forgotten our senses. So our senses have been such an important part of human survival. They're
yes,
meant to be have visceral experiences. We're meant to see, we're meant to hear, we're meant to feel. And there's so many nuances that we have numbed ourselves from.
Yes.
So it's essential that we regain these beautiful gifts so that we can actually be a benefit to the world and to Mother Earth rather than a detriment.
I totally agree. One of the things I say to people, and I know this seems a silly way because people say, well, it's okay for you. You've been doing this all your life. Well, I've also been a human being all my life and had all the challenges and things that are there. So when people say to me, but how can I do this? You're like stepping in from day one. And the one thing I love doing, and I still do, when I go grocery shopping, I pick up the fruit and vegetables and I smell them. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird.
No, it doesn't.
We know when if we're standing near shrimp, especially fish or meat, we can tell if something is off.
Yes. Yes.
And whether it smells good. Mm-hmm. So it's good. So if we use that kind of day-to-day senses, tapping into those senses, all the other ones start coming back.
Mm-hmm. And you know, usually people feel first because we're sensory beings, and when we learn that our gut feeling, which is a part of the seat of the mind, this solar plexus is referred to as the seat of the mind. The mind is not in your brain; your mind is in your energy field.
Yes.
And when you have that information, received by your body, which is unsolicited and unfiltered, so it's just truth. So we can say, "Ooh, this is a person I can trust. Ooh, this is a place I should go. This is a place I should not go," etc. Just exactly what you're saying. Using our senses is so essential.
If your gut says no, then step away from it. Mm-hmm. If your gut says this feels good, or I've had that many times. I've met somebody. In fact, as you said, I'm in Mexico. I love coming to Mazatlan in Mexico, and this is my fourth season here. And in the very first season, I got to work with an author here that was writing a book on the Belmar Hotel, which is a very old, famous hotel in Mazatlan. And she wanted to connect with the ghost. So she asked me, would I go along on this journey and see if I could pick up things? So anyway, the day was absolutely beautiful. We had great fun and connected with a lot of spirit. And there was a lady that I got to meet. She said, I just want you to introduce you to Evelyn. And I said, oh, okay. So we went in and met her. And as soon as I met her, I said, I was meant to meet you. We are supposed to do something. And at this moment, I have no idea what it is. Mm. So fast forward to 4 years, the fourth year, and I meet Evelyn again. And I said, she does this beautiful glass, I don't know what you call, stained glass work. And she creates these beings, these images based on a dream or meditation or something like that. And she started to, they have a lovely art walk here, which is free for everybody once a month. And so I met her again and she was talking about it. And I said, I think I know what I'm supposed to do. And I have no idea how to do this. I said, I'm going to make little videos talking about your work and showing your work. And then I think somebody else has kind of become involved here to put this out so that people can not only see your work, but learn about the story behind it. And that's what we're actually doing at the moment. I am not a videographer, I can tell you. I have no idea. So we did some recording a couple of weeks ago and, we weren't quite sure. Neither of us were aware of how to do that. And then we sat down and she played a beautiful piece of music for me. And I said, okay, we're trying to overthink this. Let's just go and see how it goes, because she was trying to do it in more of a documentary. And then I became interactive behind the camera with her, and it was only my little phone. So it was very amateurish, but it was the way spirit wanted it. And we had such a lovely afternoon.
Well,
we managed to get four little snippets together.
I
know that's not the end. It's just the beginning.
That's wonderful. So Debbie, we just have a few minutes left. So I want to give you the opportunity to speak about your cards in the next right. 2 minutes. We only have 2 minutes left. So,
okay. So I've created four decks as it is. The Vibrational Energy Oracle Cards, as you said, is really a very simplistic way to use Oracle Cards. Oracle Cards are less complicated than tarot. So you will have great fun with them. The imagery, as you said, is very perfect. And there is a spread in there and all these other kinds of things. So it can be downloaded as a mobile app. So if you're not sure, you can download the mobile app for a limited period for free and play with it. So, you know, it's a play before you buy kind of thing. So that's basically the Vibrational Energy Oracle Deck. And as you said, you can find me on vibrational-energy.com.
Very good. So, and what are the other things that you do that if people wanted to get in touch with you, are you do individual readings? Do you do cards? What do you do for people?
I do quite an array of things. I have vibrational energy therapy, which is an online course that you can learn. There are the Oracle and affirmation decks that can be purchased online. I do a weekly reading, which is free. You can tune in. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, where you can get daily postings from me with affirmation cards and positive thought-provoking concepts there. If you just go to my website, everything is there on that landing page. It says start here. The predictions 2020 that I was talking about, you can go and listen to that. That's on that page. You can click on my YouTube channel from that page. You can sign up for my newsletter. And yes, I do readings. I do spiritual clarity sessions. I do an email card reading, so you don't even have to interact with me if you have questions.
That's beautiful.
That kind of thing.
That's brilliant. So, Debbie, I want to thank you so much for taking the opportunity to be with me today. I have a feeling that you and I might actually meet in person.
I'm hopeful because you're just across the river
just outside of Detroit.
Michigan.
That's right.
So we will have to do a meetup because I'm in Leamington, Ontario.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
We're not that far away.
No, we're not. So, Debbie, thank you so much for what you're doing for individuals across the globe and helping them to understand who they really are. Because when we understand who we really are, we have so much that we can contribute to the beauty of life and to the beauty of Mother Earth. So again, my name is Elaine Groman for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. You too can go out and pay attention to the senses that you have been gifted with and move in the best direction possible. Have a good day.